Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome back, or welcome to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and tonight in this segment, we are going to be visiting more ways to get the best from your brain, sparks of perspective, appreciation, and gratitude. Thank you for being with us live, or for listening to us later in the download, or as you search the web. We're glad that you found us, and we're here to support you to create your best life, the life you desire and deserve. Those of you who are my regular listeners do know I have a passion for the brain and the mind and for helping you get the best performance from your brain. And one of my new favorite sayings is, love your brain like it's yours for life, because that's indeed the case. If you are joining us live, I invite you to give us a call at 347-215-8390 or to log into the chat room to let me know if you have any questions or experiences that you would like to share as you have applied things that you've heard on Spark. Those of you who heard the segment last week, I hope that you took an action on something that you heard last week. We focused on sparks of helpful self-talk and the focus of being able to turn that self-talk, that voice in your head, to be a positive ally rather than a critic. And sharing the ideas of positive language, choosing positive language. That's one of the beginning sections in the book that I'm writing called Mind Magic. That's the working title. And so if you're in the area, I invite you to join me for a session on Mind Magic coming up on March 19th at the Beyond Rubies Conference. Either tonight or tomorrow morning, I'll be updating my blog, which you can find at melaniehoffner.com, to give you some more resources, some more tools. So I'm really excited. My blog is evolving. So I thank those of you who've been supportive in my transition. It's always helpful to have positive support, people in your life who are encouraging and positively challenging you. So I want to be that person for you, that voice that once a week checks in with you and says, what action are you taking to create that life you desire and deserve? Because if you want a different result, you need to try a different action. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. So if you want a different result, something needs to change. So what is it that you're willing to try to have better results in your life? That is the question. So let's take a look at continue our exploration with the brain. And we're going to start with one of my favorite brain resources, Dr. Daniel Amen. I was out on the Amen Clinic's website today doing some research for a couple different projects that I'm working on, and for a client who was asking me about some brain healthy nutrition. And so I wanted to steer her to some information, and I thought, well, I would share some of that with you as well. So we will talk a little bit about nutrition and being grateful for the opportunity we have to make the choices about what we eat. Well, I want to start, though, with the idea that appreciation and gratitude actually change our brains. And you can find this article at amenclinics.com. Of course, I'm going to try and find it in my research that I was dealing with today. Oh, flipping through. Should be here. Did you know that your mood can be impacted by food? Some great resources there, as well as some other books, Food and Mood. There is an actual book entitled Food and Mood. Might have been one of the later ones that I wrote. How much of your time every day do you spend feeling grateful? We've talked before about the power of gratitude, about Oprah's talked about having a gratitude journal, and a number of other authors have as well, you know, being able to start your day with what five things are you grateful for? Do you appreciate about your life? That's also an exercise, part of an exercise in the Passion Test individual one-on-one seminar that I do that helps people gain that perspective of, you know, what is it that you're focusing on? So do you, what, you know, when first thing in the morning, do you start with grateful gratitude, appreciation, or do you start with, oh my gosh, I got to do this and this and this today, and we sort of skip over that pause of gratitude and appreciation first thing in the morning. I wonder if I left that article on the printer. Well, I'm going to go out and find it on the website because I do want to talk about that research accurately. Then I'll be able to tell you exactly where it is. She was working with a woman who was writing a book about appreciation. And so they did an experiment, did a scan of her. And that's how they discovered that the brain, actually the blood flow in the brain shifts. And that impacts. Oh, there it is. It's called Happy Thanksgiving. No wonder. I was looking for something else. Taking a deep breath. Oh, here we go. This is from his, Dr. Amen's blog, November 25th of 2009. And he was thinking about Thanksgiving and reflecting on why are we only focusing on gratitude at that one point during the year. And the psychologist that he, thank you, my tea arrived. The psychologist that he was working with was Noelle Nelson. And her book is called The Power of Appreciation. So the first time that he scanned her brain was after 30 minutes of meditating on all the things she was thankful for in her life, or an appreciation meditation. And the scan of her brain looked very healthy. And then she spent several days focusing on the major fears in her life. And Dr. Amen did another scan. And her frightened brain, he says, looked very different from her healthy, grateful brain. It showed seriously decreased activity in two parts of her brain. The cerebellum, which is located in the back of your brain, also called the little brain, is involved in physical coordination, such as walking or playing sports. And new research suggests it's involved in processing speed, like clock speed on a computer. It's involved in thought coordination, or how quickly we can integrate new information into our thinking. The cerebellum has about 40% of all the cells in our brain and connected to every other part. When the cerebellum is low in activity, people tend to be clumsier. They have trouble thinking their ways out of problems. They process more slowly. They get confused more easily. And her frightened brain, her cerebellum had shut down, completely shut down. The blood flow to her cerebellum, there wasn't blood flow going to her cerebellum. The second area of her brain that was affected by her fear was the temporal lobes. the temporal lobes are located near your temples, one on each side of your brain. The one on the left was more greatly impacted. The temporal lobes are involved in mood, memory, and temper control. When there are problems in the temporal lobes of the brain, they're associated with some forms of depression, dark thoughts, violence, and memory problems. In Noelle scans her grateful, appreciative brain, her temporal lobes looked healthy, good blood flow. When she frightened herself with negative thoughts, those temporal lobes became much less active. There was less blood flow. Negative thought patterns changed her brain in a negative way. So Dr. Amy suggests if you practice gratitude, you literally help yourself have a brain to be grateful for. So when you're feeling appreciative and grateful, your brain is having good blood flow and it's going to function better. You're going to be able to get better performance from that brain. Now, in addition, Dr. Amen talks about, in addition to that enhanced brain function that you get, that gratitude that you're feeling has been shown to have antidepressant effects. It lifts your mood and fills you with a sense of grace and peace. Dr. Amen mentions that patients will often share how good it feels to recognize positive things and people that are parts of their lives. It could be anything from pets to friends to the sun is shining today, physical health, what you like about your job, your family, parks, nature, music, exercise. These are all examples of things that depressed patients have been grateful for. So think about that yourself, the benefits of having a great a sense of gratitude and appreciation for things in your life. And so Dr. Amen suggests every day or recommends that you focus on 5 things you're grateful for and write them down and then put them where you can see them several times during the day. Some people do this in a gratitude journal in the morning and in the evening. And it gives you a sense now, especially if you think about some different things on your list. So you're not always writing the same 5 things. I believe in the passion test work that I do, it's called the appreciation game. It's very, very similar. It's that sense of what do you appreciate in your life? Because when you vote, you get more of what you pay attention to in your life. So if you're paying attention to the problems, focusing on the problems, not only do you inhibit the brain in its ability to function at its best, you also have that part of your brain, the reticular activating system, that allows that information about what's negative. That's the program you sent in. That's what it's going to search for, and that's what it's going to bring to your awareness. It's like the radar, reticular activating system, I call the RAS. It's one of your best assistance in practicing mind magic, and most of us don't even know that it's working for us. So how often are you grateful and appreciative? Like anything, practice makes permanent. And I often tell people, I share in my seminars and with my coaching clients that you know, people will say, well, I was born a pessimist, I'm going to be a pessimist. And I'm a pessimist by birth and an optimist by choice and by training. And sometimes it really is a moment-to-moment choice. My initial reaction to things is negative. How long I choose to be there in that state is completely up to me. That I can reframe, relanguage, spin, whatever term you want to use, the situation. So I can choose a different perspective. And so can you. And sometimes it helps to have an outside set of eyes, an outside brain, because they are not in the experience. They don't have the emotional hijack that you may have. If you're strongly emotional about something and the blood flow is in the deep part of your brain, the limbic system, it's not in the front of your brain where you can be logical and rational. So to have someone else acknowledge that it is frustrating or scary or whatever emotion you might be feeling, and you say, yeah. And that's one of the first steps to help you shift out of that emotional hijack and then be open to what they have to say that's more rational. And then the blood flow in your brain begins to move towards the prefrontal cortex. So who do you talk to when you need a perspective check? Or as they called it last week, Melanie moment. My clients, participants in my workshops, can contact me. Again, I'm not in the situation, so I have a different perspective, and I have the experience of practice. And so there are ways, too, that you can begin to practice. You have in your brain what Dr. Avon calls ANT, automatic negative thoughts. We all do. They show up. Sometimes it's a voice of someone from that we grew up with. Sometimes it's our own voice. They're just there. And you don't have to believe everything you think. Just because it's in your head doesn't mean it's true. However, if you allow that thought to stay there without checking it, without questioning it, without challenging it, your brain believes it's true. So what is it that you do when you have those negative thoughts to stop, to focus on gratitude? I had that this morning, Midwest seasonal change, and it was very, very foggy. We've had school delays the last 2 days, and it was less foggy. Today, I needed to be at a place to deliver a seminar. I left early, but obviously not early enough for denser fog. And I was between two semis on a two-lane road. So nothing I could do other than to call the person that I was doing the training for. She had a piece that she needed to talk about. Something came up that she needed to address. So she needed about 10 minutes. And I said, it's probably going to be right at 8:30, maybe excuse me, a minute or so before. So I left her that message. And I was there right at 8:30. She and I had met, and we had everything set up when I left yesterday. So, and she was taking care of what she needed, and what can you do? Be grateful that we were going at a safe speed. Be grateful that everybody was safe as to where they were going. That's the choice. Yelling, screaming, ranting, you know, there's a part of me that really wanted to do that. There was the intelligent part of my brain that said, you know, we're staying right here. The fog's way too dense to try to pass. And so then we start shifting to, okay, I'm very grateful that I'm safe, that once I made that choice, next was, okay, what do I need to do? To let the person know that I may not be there early, I was there on time. So, again, it's hard to be rational in problem solving when we are emotionally hijacked, when we are stressed, when we are in a negative mindset. And, you know, the question is then, once you're in that positive state, when you can actually choose different language and you can be grateful and appreciative, now your brain's getting good blood flow, and it can work at its best for you. So that's that piece of research. I have not read Noel Nelson's book, The Power of Appreciation. It is now on my list. So what do you do in your life? And as parents, too, those of you who have kids or you were kids, you have kids in your life, there are moments where we begin to get frustrated. We get stressed. We say things to these people we love that we never would imagine we would have said. You know, if you can begin to do some planning, or in those moments when you start feeling that emotional shift, to be able to stop and say, take a deep breath, and I'm really grateful this person is in my life, and I love them, and I need to talk to them that way. Because we're the adults. So if we can help our brain to be focused, then we can teach powerful lessons to our kids. So again, if you have something you'd like to chat about related to your brain and getting the best performance from your brain, give me a call at 347-215-8390. And for those of you who, again, download the segments or listen later, which is many of my listeners, if something comes up and you have a question or something that you'd like to know more about related to any of the topics that I've shared, you can send me an email at brainbonanza, BRAINBONANZA, at gmail.com. And just put in the subject line, spark question, and so I'll know the context when I take a look at it. And I'll be happy to find share resources and maybe share a topic or possibly an interview. It just depends on the situation. Because really, this show is for you. So thanks to those of you who do share your successes with me, things that you are using and how it's helping you. Repetition, spaced repetition is good, so you often, if you're a regular listener, will hear me revisit topics, maybe with a little twist, another example, to help you begin to move towards practicing some very powerful ideas. So now we've talked about the gratitude, a gratitude journal, or expressing gratitude. You know, and what if you wrote a thank you note to somebody in your life that's made a difference for you, letting them know that you appreciate them, how grateful you are for what they've done? Not only does it put you in a state of gratitude when you're writing it, that's your benefit, and you're giving such a gift to the person who reads it. So often we don't hear about that. We touch lives every day with our words, with our actions, or with the absence of those words and actions. And we often don't know how that ripples out. So there's a challenge for you this week. Take an action on expressing your gratitude to someone else. And notice how you feel, and know that you'll make a positive difference for them. Then there's that positive perspective piece. That when you're in a more positive, optimistic state, again, you have more blood flow going on in the prefrontal cortex. You're able to do problem solving and come up with problem solving ideas, as opposed to when you're negative. And now, having heard the research with the scans, when you have negative thoughts about fear, anger, those types of things, your brain is not functioning well, as evidenced by the blood flow. So there are parts of your brain you're not accessing that aren't contributing. It's like playing a sport, a ball game, whether it's basketball or baseball, when you're missing some of the players. Imagine playing baseball and you're missing three of your fielders. Kind of hard to give good defense without those players on the field. Same is true for your brain. And the wonderful news about your brain is no matter what's happened in the past, you can make positive changes by the lifestyle choices that you make, starting right now. And that includes whether it's practicing gratitude in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes it's picking a mantra that helps you to relax and refocus. I like Dr. Wayne Dyer's, I can choose peace instead of this. Sometimes I just say, I am choosing peace right now. I am choosing peace right now. Because I am a very powerful word to your brain, because I am. And there's a chemical soup, if you want to think of it that way, a mixture of different chemicals in your brain. And you've heard the names of some of them, serotonin, dopamine, that influence your mental state, your emotional state. And you can impact those chemicals by the food you eat, by the thoughts you think, exercise. So speaking of the food you eat, I found an interesting piece, again, on Amen Clinics that was posted November 25th, 2009, about 10 brain-healthy spices. And some of us, now I know I've heard of turmeric before, which is found in curry, that it contains a chemical that's been shown to decrease plaques in the brain that are thought to be responsible for Alzheimer's. So to add more curry or turmeric to your diet would be helpful. But there were a number of these that I had not heard in connection to the brain. And so I thought, well, if I hadn't heard of them, I'm going to share them with you in case you might want to add them to your diets. And then we'll come back to that positive perspective. But real quickly, 10 brain-healthy spices, turmeric, saffron. There were three studies. A saffron extract was found to be as effective as antidepressant medication in treating people with major depression. Sage has very good scientific evidence to boost memory. Cinnamon, I love cinnamon. I use cinnamon in my oatmeal and my coffee. Cinnamon has been shown to help attention, help regulate blood sugar, which decreases cravings. Well, I don't know about any of you, but I have often cravings for chocolate. Plus, cinnamon is a natural aphrodisiac for men. And then there's this little, not that most men need much help. And so to be fair, since I've said that cinnamon is an aphrodisiac for men, the smell of baby powder is an aphrodisiac for women. So equal opportunity information, although please don't eat the baby powder. The baby powder is only for the smell. So back to our brain-healthy spices. We have turmeric, saffron, sage, cinnamon, basil. Basil is a potent antioxidant that improves blood flow to the heart and brain and has anti-inflammatory properties that offer protection from Alzheimer's. I think the only time that I've used sage might be in a dressing, a sage dressing. I'm a big fan of sage. Basil, you know, and that's another spice I've not used a lot either. Might consider adding more of it to my diet. Then we have thyme. Supplementing your diet with thyme had been shown to increase the amount of DHA, which is an essential fatty acid in the brain. Our brain needs those EFAs, essential fatty acids. Oregano, now this really surprised me. Oregano, dried oregano, has 30 times the brain healing antioxidant power of raw blueberries, 46 times more than apples, 56 times as much as strawberries, making it one of the most powerful brain cell protectors that you could eat. Now, if you're interested in more foods that are high in antioxidants, there are lists of them available at the Amen Clinic site. So if you scroll down the bottom of Amen Clinics, there's a search box that will search the site. This particular posting has a research reference for every one of these spices, and sometimes multiple references. For those of you that like to read the research, it's here. And by the way, for those of you that don't know what antioxidants are vitamins, are chemicals that basically protect our brains. If you leave an apple, a cut apple, sitting in the air, you notice that it changes colors. That's the oxidation process. And oxidation happens every time cells convert glucose to energy. And the brain, because it is so high in fat, in the terms of the myelin coating on all of your nerve cells, that's made of fat. Those the free radicals produced when our cells break down sugar end up in the brain, and they can cause damage. Those free radicals then when you have normal amounts of them, they can help get rid of toxins in your body. But when we have too many free radicals, that's when you have the damage to your cells that can result in tissue damage and cell death. It's called oxidative stress. So if you think about antioxidants as things like vitamin E, vitamin C, beta carotene, which is what makes carrots orange, those inhibit the production of free radicals. So again, the research study that I'll share with you, there was a series of studies feeding blueberries to rats that examined the effects on learning new motor skills as well as protection against stroke. The rats that were fed blueberries showed better learning of new motor skills as they aged compared to the rats who were not on the blueberry diet or had blueberries in their diet. Rats that were fed a blueberry-enriched diet who were then given a stroke in the name of science lost only 17% of the neurons in their hippocampus compared to 42% neuron loss in rats not eating blueberries. Now, this is important because the hippocampus is part of your brain critical in memory, laying down long-term memory. Strawberries and spinach have also shown significant protective effects in those rat models, though not as strong as blueberries. When the rats that were on the antioxidant-enriched diets all had increased levels of vitamin E in their brains. So there's a potential for reversing some age-related impairment, both in memory and motor coordination, using blueberry supplements. So think about your own diet. What are you eating? Are you eating the rainbow variety of deep colors of fruits and vegetables? That's going to give you good antioxidants and good vitamins and minerals to protect your brain. So that was our little segue about antioxidants and free radicals and why we're talking about that. And so coming back to our 10 brain-healthy spices, oregano has 30 times the brain-healing antioxidant power of raw blueberries. Mm-hmm. Number eight on the list is garlic. Garlic, by the way, these are not necessarily in a numerical order in terms of strength or anything. They're just a list. So garlic promotes better blood flow to the brain. And in a 2007 study, garlic was shown to kill brain cancer cells. Better blood flow to the brain is important because that's what takes oxygen and glucose to the brain. And it also carries toxins away from the brain. So you definitely want good blood flow. Ginger. A study combined ginger with ginkgo biloba, and the results suggest that ginger can make you smarter. They also were doing research with ginger root extract in the treatment of Parkinson's disease and migraines. And finally, rosemary. A 2006 study reported rosemary diminished cognitive decline in people with dementia. So people who are already suffering from decreased cognitive function and dementia, when they had rosemary, it actually diminished that decline. As with anything that I share with you, please do due diligent research. And if you're interested in the research, the references about these spices that you could use to improve brain health, go to amenclinics.com, and in the search box, type 10 brain healthy spices, and you can check for yourself and investigate the research yourself. And again, I highly encourage you to do that. But some of the things that we could do, you know, like I said, you could add some more cinnamon to your diet. To make sure my pages don't get all turned around here. And so, you know, maybe blueberries don't fit in your budget right now. What can fit in your budget? That is brain healthy. Or brain healthier than what you're eating right now. So rather than focusing on what you can't change, add, or do in your life, here's that perspective shift. What's the more positive perspective? can you drink more water than you're drinking now? That's very good for your brain. Your brain is 80% water. When you're faced with a situation, how can you choose a positive perspective? Do you need to write something? Do you need to come up with a phrase? Do you need to flip your language switch so that you can flip your language using more positive language, higher energy language, as Yvonne Oswald refers to it, and every word has power, so that rather than saying, I'm never going to, well, never, there you go, that's already setting yourself up, right? I never will, yeah, well, or people will say, yeah, how's business, or how you doing? Well, I'm not at my best today. Remember, your brain is unable to process negation or not. You can't visualize you not doing it, so it jumps over the not. And the programming, if you think of it as computer programming language, what the brain gets is, I'm at my best today. Or if you're facing financial challenges, maybe it's, well, I'm not wealthy today. Because what your brain gets is, I am wealthy today. And remember, that reticular activating system, that assistant that's working with you, gets the message, I'm wealthy today. So anything connected to making that true comes to your awareness. Things that are already there in the environment, things that you wouldn't have been aware of before, are now there for you. And that's been, for me, as I've been working with the power of pink elephants for over 20 years, using not to my advantage has been the new lesson for me. Because do not think of pink elephants. Do not cross the street. Do not jump in the house. All of those things we say. Well, the pink elephants is my exercise. But if I say do not think of a pink elephant, do not visualize a pink elephant, the majority of people are going to see one. Kids, when you say do not cross the street, the image they have in their head is do cross the street. So we can use language to our advantage. So instead of saying what we don't want, say what we do want. And in the case of a situation that we might describe as negative, consciously flip your language switch. So your words are what you want to be true in your life. And this one takes practice, helps to have a coach, helps to have an accountability partner. If you're interested in learning more about that, I hope you contact me because there's some wonderful activities and strategies to learn it, because practice makes permanent. And if you've been saying or doing something for a number of years, it will take you some time to make the shift. The good news is you can. Your brain's capable of learning. Your brain's flexible. You can begin to use language as one of the strategies to be successful practicing mind magic. And I encourage you to begin to do that. Gratitude journal, appreciation, choosing a positive perspective and language in situations. And I shared on a past show, and I believe it's worth sharing again. I was talking to a client who said, you know, I'm really tired of telling people that I was laid off from my job. Which, you know, she said, in the rate it's going, that's pretty much going to be I was fired and they're not going to call me back. And I asked her how she felt when she said that. She said, terrible. I said, well, what if we could take the situation and relanguage it? Now, again, she's in the experience. I'm outside of it. And so we played with some ideas, and the one that she thought felt best to her was, what if I tell people, well, I was released from my last job, so I'm available for my next best job. Could be true, too. She said, oh, my gosh. She sat taller. She smiled. That feels so much better. Again, the positive perspective, positive spin, relanguaging, reframing, allows her, as she's thinking differently, now she's focusing on her next best job rather than focusing on all the loss from the job she had. Where are you putting your attention and your focus? Because as Chris Atwood and Janet Bray Atwood say in the Passion Test, that which you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. What do you want more of in your life? So again, those of you who are close enough within driving distance of Cedar Rapids, I invite you to join me at Mind Magic at the Beyond Rubies Conference. The conference is March 18th and 19th. My session is Friday morning, March 19th, and you can go just that day. There's a link at melaniehoffner.com, as there are to a number of upcoming events. If you'd like me to share Mind Magic or any other sessions or to design a session for your group, your organization, it is my pleasure to do that. I love sharing with people the power of your brain and mind, the magic you can practice and create in your life. Please contact me at brainbonanza@gmail.com. Visit my blog at melaniehoffner.com to stay on top of new resources, new websites, and links that I share there. And it's, as always, my pleasure to share with you. And I'm grateful, very grateful, that you choose to spend, to invest, it's a better word, to invest the minutes of your life to make your best life. Thank you so much for being here. Please invite a friend. Please rate the show and let me know what you want to learn more about that can spark your life to be what you truly desire, the life of your dreams, what you deserve, which is great things, amazing things. You deserve a joyful, amazing life. Happiness, remember, you don't have to wait for anything to be happy. You can be happy now. And when you choose to be happy, life feels different, looks different, and so does your brain. So until next time, love your brain like it's yours for life. Take an action on something you heard. And I hope that you can take your best brain to work and bring your best brain back home. Thanks for listening, and I hope you join me again.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.